we're here for Unprintable, and today we're going to talk about BAMFest 2016 coming up this weekend in Holiday Hills. It's a weekend-long outdoor music festival, but before we get to that, we have a special guest. I'm Jamie Kunzer, by the way. We have a special guest here with us in the studio, Alicia Regan. She's from Lakewood, and she has a few projects she's going to talk to us about, including something coming up this weekend called Laughter in the Loft at McGonagall's Pub in Barrington. So, Alicia, who also had a bit of a claim to fame in the recent Batman versus Superman movie, and I'm sure she'll talk about that as well. But yeah, tell us what's going on with this Laughter in the Loft. It's a new event, correct?
It is. I have a company, a theater company, called Epic Repertory Theater Company. It's Epic Rep for short. It's been around since 2001, and we were on the East Coast for a number of years in New York off-Broadway. And so being here, now establishing it in Barrington and partnering with some amazing organizations there, one of which we will kick off this weekend is McGonagall's Pub. And we're starting a comedy series is one of the programs, which is called Laughter in the Loft. It's going to be right next to it, attached to the pub, actually, is the called The Annex. So it'll be upstairs, and we are going to start this once a month. And there's one in June, one July, one August to introduce ourselves in this venue. And this weekend it starts with some great local talent, Chicago talent, and it's going to be a really fun evening. It starts at 8 p.m., and we're really, really excited about it.
And now how did this come about? Are you, your film company, I know you also are working on a film as well.
We are, and we have other plays that we're working on. We have, we're sort of multifaceted.
Yes, busy.
As you need to be in the arts. So in terms of other things that we're doing with it, we're doing some other performances at McGonagall's. Will be a cabaret performances, some staged readings of some other plays, new plays that were in development. We also work with the Barrington White House, and we have a staged reading series that we started back in December with them. So we do that pretty much every other month on Sunday afternoons. So, and then on the film side of it, there's a project we're working on called Alderson, which is in pre-production. We've done principal photography will take place in the fall. We did some second unit work this past in the end of May. So this is a piece that has been in the works for a number of years. It's about the first women's prison during the Reformation period. Alderson Prison in West Virginia, and the first female warden, and how that all came about. And the prison itself actually held amazing women in history of during the war period, political prisoners of war, women like Tokyo Rose and Access Sally, all the way through to Billie Holiday did a stint there. Mm-hmm. And as, of course, everybody knows, Martha Stewart as well. Mm-hmm. So.
And this is close to your heart. I know this is a project that you've wanted to do for a while.
I think probably about almost 12 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. So we, you know, it was something that came through watching an episode of Charlie Rose one mm-hmm. night, coming in and stumbling across it and saying, this is amazing. And I think, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And this really is a wonderful time, I think, especially with what's going on in Hollywood right now in terms of, you know, how much of work that's out there for women and being mm-hmm. produced by women, directed by women. I'm not directing it. I'm producing and starring in it, but I'm just very excited. And we have an amazing cast of actors and actresses that we've worked with for a number of years on different projects that are all coming together to do it. So it's exciting.
And part of it will be filmed in McHenry County, correct?
Yes, I would say probably about 80% of it. We are very excited about it. We have locations at the Dole. Mm-hmm. And at the Lakeside Legacy Park and other outside areas in McHenry County. And then we'll do some shooting back east as well.
And we should probably back up and do a little bit about your background. I know you have been involved in acting and theater for quite some time. We should mention your husband, Richard Caranda, runs the Rau Center for the Arts here
in Crystal
Lake. And you've done numerous roles. I know that we talked a while back about one of your kind of exciting roles, Batman versus Superman.
Yes. So I've been an actress since right after college. My parents said, well, that's great. You want to be an actress, but you need to have something to fall back on. So after college, I moved to New York and I went to grad school. And I was at the Actors Studio program. It was the first class, which was amazing. And was in New York for about 15 years. And that's where we established the theater company, the Off-Broadway company. But I've been very fortunate to have a lot of work, both Off-Broadway and a lot of film and television when I was in New York. And then coming out to Chicago, we were brought out here for the RAL for my husband. And having Chicago so close was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I have an amazing agent and group that I work with down the city. And so this Batman versus Superman was was great. I mean, it was crazy because it was an audition that I had done in it'll be 2 years ago. And it took a year and a half. And then I get a phone call one afternoon from my agent saying, "Do you remember that thing that you auditioned for a while ago?" I said, "Yeah, it was about." And with that, it was a June, then a November date. So it wasn't, but it took a year and a half to come to the, to come out in the theaters, which has been a little anticlimactic just because when it went to final cut, and there's been so much press about it that it was running so long that they did make cuts on the PG version, mm-hmm. PG-13 version, that there is an R version, which is really the rating because of, I guess, the violence in it.
Yeah.
So they've made that the exclusive director's cut that is coming out, which was just announced this week, coming out on digital HD at the end of this month, end mm-hmm. of June, on June 28th, but will be on a huge DVD set and things in July, mid-July. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited. It was, going in, they didn't tell me, because I had to sign non-disclosure agreements. I'm still under those agreements. So I had no idea what to expect when I went to the theater. My husband and I went together. We didn't bring the kids or anything. We weren't sure. Mm-hmm. And as it's going and I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, this is where it would be.
Talk a bit about the scene, though, because you got to interact with.
I did. I had my scene was with Superman, with Henry Cavill, and which was fantastic, and mm-hmm. some other amazing Chicago actors. And it it's when all all hell breaks loose, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. In Chicago is where
in
where
Chicago,
it was filmed.
Yeah. So I'm really after seeing it, and it was a really. I mean, the film is fantastic, and all the press now coming out about it in terms of all the deleted scenes that add characters that weren't in the original cut, it really forms and makes more cohesive the story. And mm-hmm. it really is – I find it different than any of the other Superman movies and that they've done, the Batman, different movies that they've done. So I'm really excited for it.
Have you actually seen the director's cut?
No. And when I got out of the theater, my agent had called and we went on opening on Friday, Good Friday. And, so I was like, well, because after we load the credits, it's,
her name is in the credits.
I'm right there.
I've seen it. Yes.
So after all the, very well-known celebrities. So we're very excited for it. I mean, it was just a great experience to be on something of that capacity and that level. I mean, I'd done some, different TV shows, but to be at that level and with Zack Snyder, who was just amazing to watch him work and run this mm-hmm. Machine of filmmaking. Yeah. So
and the kids were impressed.
Yes, my kids are very, very impressed with it.
They had some bragging rights.
They
sure.
Well, and then hopefully, it was a little touchy when they, because I had, my oldest is in fifth grade and she was going to school and kids are like, well, I went with my dad and I didn't see your mom.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah. So. Yeah, get to understand the business, kids.
Right. And having the, we didn't see Coran, the last name. I said, well, I'd explain to them that mommy has it, her stage name. So.
Correct. Yes. So if you want to go back a little more about Laughter in the Loft,
yes.
which is this weekend, and it's Saturday, 8 to 10, tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
Yep. And you can, our website, which is www.epic-rep.com. You can get tickets there. We're also on Eventbrite, on our Facebook page. And we have the next month, this month we have Mike Preston. And then who's hosting it with our headliner, Jimmy McHugh. And then next month, we have one in July and also one in August, which is John DeCoste is going to be in August. And then We have Mike Toomey in July, so we're very excited. Yeah. So we have some really great, really fun. I mean, the guys from WGN are fantastic. We're very excited. So we are. Please come out and see what we're all about, and it should be a great time.
And you're obviously a lover of the arts. So why do you do all these things? I mean, you were juggling quite a bit.
I think, it's my passion. You know, I can't. If I wasn't doing it, I would not. I wouldn't be. I think. It wouldn't be fulfilled as a person, as an artist, being mm-hmm. able to do it. And the arts, it's an ever changing climate. So I really think you always have to be in and have be involved in multiple projects because of just the nature of it. And if you're not, you can't rely, I think, on others to give you those projects. You have to create them yourself. It's been fantastic. So we have Barrington White House. We have another reading series in July. Mm-hmm. We'll have that on the website as well very soon for tickets and reservations. And I think just come out and show your support and laugh. We need that right now. We need a lot of laughter.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jamie, that was pretty cool stuff with Alicia you had there in the studio.
Yeah, and I kind of wish now I talked to her about some of her other acting gigs when she's talking about being on Unsolved Mysteries that still runs and some other things she's done. So, pretty cool lady.
Yeah, very, very cool. And we've got BAMFest coming up. We got a little interview that mm-hmm. you and I did with Bob.
Koza, yeah.
Bob Koza for BAMFest.
A new thing, a new event.
Yeah, it's brand new, all original bands. And it stands for Bands, Artists, and Musicians. Mm-hmm. That's the BAM in BAMFest.
Yes.
And before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about Loot Crate. And Jamie's been in here a few times when I talked about Loot Crate, so now she's all about it. She knows all about what Loot Crate entails. And this month's theme is dystopia. Are you familiar with any kind of dystopian futuristic stories like The Matrix?
Yes.
Or Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
I've seen
The first Terminator? Okay. Well, the second one's better, okay, in my opinion.
Okay.
So check that out.
All right.
But yeah, this month's theme for Loot Crate is dystopia, and you can order your box. Order it by the 19th. Otherwise, you don't get this theme. And you get 6 to 8 really cool items. That includes their T-shirt and their pin. And you get $3 off a new subscription if you go to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Enter the promo code Shaw. That's S-H-A-W. You'll get $3 off your new subscription, which is fantastic. Save those $3 so you can put it toward your really cheap ticket for BAMFest, which is 3 days for, what do you say, $20?
If you get it ahead of time, it's
the pre-order
$10.
Was $10 for $10 all 3 days.
$10 for 3 days of music, outdoor music festival. You can't beat that. I mean, I don't think you can find that anywhere.
You can't. And it's if you don't
Holiday
get the
– Holiday Hills, by the way. That's where it is.
Holiday Hills. And if you don't get your tickets, it's $15 a day, which $15 a day for a festival – that's still a really good deal.
And $20 a person if you want to camp all 3 days.
If you want to camp all 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, you can't beat that.
No.
You got vendors there.
No.
You got beer there. You got
and
food.
And you're supporting some local and regional bands trying to get their original stuff out there. So, yeah.
And Bob's a very cool guy. We talked to him. So, again, we'll get into that interview in a minute. But, so save those $3 that you'll – for your new Loot Crate and go to lootcrate.com/Shaw, enter promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W, save those $3 on your new subscription, get really cool stuff, 6 to 8 different pieces of merchandise, including a pin and a t-shirt, and it's all for the theme of dystopia, which is a bleak, dark, futuristic world that, you might be living in one day. Who knows?
Let's hope
Who knows?
Not.
Hey, you know what? I don't know. Maybe sometimes I'm torn between do I want the zombie apocalypse to happen or do I like life the way it is?
I think I'd be prepared though for the zombie.
Would you?
I've been preparing. Yeah, watching Walking Dead.
You've been brushing up on your
research.
Walking Dead. So you're ready for that.
Even
kind
here
of
at the Northwest Herald, I know in the warehouse where I'd camp out.
So you got your escape routes and I know that there's a lot of things that can be used as weapons over in this room.
Uh-huh.
So
we're in a good spot, I think.
We are. There's a lot of reinforced walls in here.
It's
steel doors,
and zombies
concrete.
The zombies, at least in The Walking Dead, they can't open doors. So.
No, their motor skills are shot.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's go into our interview with Bob Koza. He is the organizer and founder of BAMFest.
BAMFest. I keep wanting to say BAM. Fest 2016.
Get real loud with it. Bam Fest.
And it's going to be at the McHenry Extreme Sports and Event Park in Holiday Hills. It's a three-day outdoor music festival. And music and camping is from what I understand. So Bob's going to tell us about that. I know this is something you've been wanting to do for a while, right, Bob?
Yeah, this has been a dream of mine for many, many, many years. I'm a big supporter of original music in the Chicagoland area and original bands. As you know, most of the festivals have cover bands and things like that. And so the original bands don't really have a place to play outdoors anywhere on a nice stage in front of a lot of people or, you know, things like that. Most people, most festivals have cover bands, people that stuff that people know, and which makes sense, you know, for families and that. But a lot of the original musicians don't have a place to do a big outdoor festival that's dedicated to them. So I've been wanting to do this for many, many years, and just finally this year I just said, you know what, let's just go for it.
Yeah,
so,
cool, very cool.
It will be mostly rock bands, yeah. I mean, you know, it was open to anybody except since this is our first year, we had to just tread water a little bit lightly and not go with some hardcore metal or rap or hip hop because we didn't want to tick off the neighborhood. So we're starting it off with rock, you know, everything from hard rock to soft rock to pop to some forms of metal, but just no death metal.
Right. Right. It's a good way to kind of get your toes wet and test the waters, see what's going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so everybody understands BAM stands for bands, artists, and musicians. So it's really B period D, A period M period. It was just a way, when I first thought of the idea, I'm like, you know, this is all about bands, it's all about artists, all about musicians. Could have been anybody, could have been a comedian, could have been anything, but it just turned out to be mostly just rock bands, really. So, you know, Friday we've got a couple of national acts with 3 Years Hollow, who's got over a few million views on YouTube.
Wow.
Romantic Rebel, who is from the local Chicago area. Emperors and Elephants, ADD. I mean, I could go on and go on, but there's at least 15 bands every day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have over 40 bands over the course of the 3 days. And another goal of mine was, how can I make it cheap yet still not lose $1 million doing it? No, not a million, but you know, I exaggerate. But anyway,
right.
So I made the tickets to be only $10 in advance.
Wow.
And that covers all 3 days. That's not just one day. That's all
crazy.
3 days. Yeah, but now if you don't buy them in advance, then it's $15 each day, which is still a great deal.
Yeah,
it is.
Like 50 cents or a dollar a band. We're going to have vending there. We'll have beer, food, liquor, camping, vending. So, you know, we're having everything there just like you would at a normal fest. And right now we're running some commercials on 95.1 Will Rock. So we're just trying to promote this to be a fun, good time for original bands and musicians to strut their stuff in front of people.
That's awesome. What was the screening process like for these bands? How did you decide to go with some of these bands? Was it just kind of whoever put their hat in the ring, you kind of went with them? Or what was that process like?
Actually, to be honest with you, because I book a lot of original bands around the clubs in the northwest suburbs and Chicago and some southern suburbs, I'm kind of familiar with most of them, and they're familiar with me.
Okay.
So it became like, hey, you know, there's certain criteria, you know, that was just private between us. But you want to be on this thing. This is what the deal is. And they wanted to be a part of it. They want to be part of something that hopefully will just becomes an annual thing. I'm pretty sure it will be. But they just want to be part of something where, hey, here's a guy out here supporting original music, which you don't really see that often at a lot of places, especially in the Chicagoland area,
right.
Unless you're down in the city somewhere, you know what I mean?
Right, right. So are you looking for, is there a specific draw you're looking for? Like, is there a specific age range?
Well, it is an all-ages event. Unless you're under 16, then you got to be accompanied by a parent. So
okay.
It is all ages, so everybody is welcome. We didn't restrict any age, even
cool.
though there's going to be liquor there. Everyone will be wristbanded and checked, and there will be security there. So it's, you know, it's everything's all under control. But if you're a 16-year-old and you want to come, then you can. It's just got to be if you're under 16, bring a parent with. That's all, because we don't want to be, you know, worried about people under 16 there without adults.
Right, right. That makes sense.
And the camping situation, how does that work? You actually camp right there.
Well, it's kind of unique. The grounds are called the McHenry Extreme Sports and Event Complex, but really it's like a 100-something acre area of just some rolling hills and some ponds and lakes. So what we're doing with the camping is, obviously, there's no electricity or water, but, you know, a lot of people don't really need that when they're at camp out anyway.
Right.
Or they bring their own.
Not if you're a real camper.
Or camper, yeah, they bring a pop-up camper or an RV on their own, whatever they need to do. Well, some people, like, you know, like I just sometimes just pitch a tent and that's it for the night. You know how
right.
it is.
Right.
But I made a special. It's only $20 per person for all 3 days.
Wow.
So I tried to make everything as inexpensive as possible. So literally you could spend $30, camp, watch a whole show for 3 straight days, and that's it. You know, outside
make
of whatever
you make a weekend of it. Yeah.
That's intense. That's what about for people who might not want to camp there? Is there a re-entry fee?
If you bought a ticket in advance for only $10, which you can get at www.bamfest2016.com, that ticket is good for all 3 days. So you can go. The only thing we're not allowing is like re-inning and out, just in case people want to sneak out to their car and go right. do whatever they need to do. But otherwise, that's the ticket. You can come back the next day and the next day. Now, if you just buy the one, if you don't buy yours in advance, and of course you decide to go with the $15 ticket each day, that's only good for the day.
Okay.
So, you know, we're expecting people, you know, to hang around. And that's the whole point, to listen to as many bands as possible and support as many of these bands as possible.
Right.
And what time do you start each day? I know you start Friday, right?
Friday, the gates open at noon, and the first band will go on around 3:15, and each one of them plays a 30-minute set.
Okay.
Until we get to the headliners, and then that could be anywhere from a 45 to a 75-minute set. There's only 15 minutes in between bands, so we're going to be really busting hump backstage, making sure everything goes smooth. I'll be sort of emceeing with my singer in my band. He's going to take over on Saturday.
Oh, wait, so what's your band? You got to plug it. What's your band?
Oh, yeah, my band is called Bone Shaker. I was in many bands before, but this is my new band.
Okay.
We're making our debut there. We play, you know, rock, hard rock, stuff like that, all original.
What do you do?
Stuff.
What do you do? Sing?
I'm a drummer.
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 Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah, you know, as far as the reentry, yeah, you could, but we don't encourage it because, you know, A, we don't want people going back and forth wherever they need to go. There's, you know, there's porta-potties there, there's vending food.
Right.
Everything's there that you need. If you need to leave for an emergency, whatever, obviously we get that, but we don't encourage you to go, you know, in and out.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
You know how it is. So, anyway.
So, what's the manpower like at an event like this? How many people do you have working?
We're just getting some volunteers, basically. I got a lot of friends in the business who are just helping out because they want to support the same thing that we all love. I have a lot of people who are musicians who are just helping out for the day, or I actually got 3 or 4 of them that are helping out the whole weekend. So I don't think we need a ton of manpower. We've hired security from Holiday Hills, Illinois. So there will be, you know, off-duty policemen and stuff like that. Not
nice.
To scare anybody. They're not there to bother anybody. They're just there. You know how it is. People
keep
get
them
nervous.
In line.
They will not be bothering anybody at all unless you become violent or something. That's
gotcha.
All the reason they're there for. To make sure that nothing goes bad.
Yeah, it's important at a festival like that when you got that many people to have at least some kind of security measures in place. I get that. That's good. That's a good plan.
Yeah, so
good
we
plan.
Have good security, and then we just have a few of us guys running around emptying garbage, making sure everything's taken care of. The food and vending is already taken care of. The food and liquor, that's all, like, that's handled by Chi-Town Hot Dogs in Island Lake and the Loaded Buffalo Bar and Grill in Mundelein.
Wow.
And we've got a lot of sponsors that are helping us out, some in McHenry, like Main Street Saloon in McHenry, Cloud Nine Smoke Shop in McHenry, Scully's Tavern in McHenry, and let's see, well, Siren Records in McHenry, Care
nice.
Comfort Service. We've got a lot of sponsors that are out there, and I'll be announcing them all day long because I really want to thank them for what they've done.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So you said you've got Siren Records sponsoring you. Any plans to have any kind of vinyl sales?
At this point, no, because we just want to see how we're not really recording live this year. You know, my first year, I just want to put on the fest.
That's cool.
And
yeah.
if it turns out like, you know what, this was really cool, blah blah blah, then we'll record. Then we'll make it even better. I expect it to be triple next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
What are you thinking as far as number of people? Any idea?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I wish I could predict, but in this business, you never could predict. One day, I swear, I'll say that 100 people are showing up and 1,000 people show up. The next day, I think 1,000 show up and 100 show up.
So, I haven't looked at the weather reports. What are they looking at as far as next weekend?
It's awesome. It's going to be, if I look at the future cast and it says 80 Friday, 80 Saturday, 85 Saturday.
Perfect.
85 Sunday, no rain whatsoever.
Perfect festival weather. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, every band also had 100 tickets. So if they all do their job, you're looking, there's quite a few people that are going to be there if they did their job.
Yeah, how many bands all together?
Over 40-something for over the course of 3 days.
Wow. 40-something bands.
You know, I wish I could predict the draw, but I expect it to be, honestly, I expect it to be a rolling crowd.
Right.
Because not everyone's going to stay all the time. We get that. I understand that. So, you know, it's just going to be a rolling crowd. You have some people coming in for a few hours, then they leave. Then the next group comes in, then they leave, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like we're going to have, hey, here's 10,000 people all at once. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
In the rock business and even in cover band businesses, people, they come for a couple hours, then they leave, then they, that's just what they do, you know.
Right.
It's not like Lollapalooza where you're there all 3 days and then I wish it was and I hope it is, but.
maybe it could be eventually.
You know, it's funny. I'll never know until it's done. And I'll go, holy Toledo, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm hoping it is.
Hey, what's your day job? You have a day job?
Actually, I do this also as my day job.
All right.
So what I do, I book several clubs in the area, places like Penny Road Pub in Barrington and the Chicago Loop Sports Bar and Grill in Streamwood, D-Hangout in Elgin, Alibi in St. Charles, a couple down south like Bada Brew in Joliet, and just all over, just the clubs all over. And then I do some national tours and manage bands, just kind of a wide variety of things. There's no, whatever, he puts food on the table. You know how it is.
Exactly.
Any other bands? I know you mentioned a couple of the headliners. Any other bands you really want to emphasize that
I really do. On Saturday, you know, we mentioned for Friday, our big bands are Three Ears Hollow, Romantic Rebel, ADD, Emperors and Elephants, and Shallow Side, another national act coming in from the East Coast, Tennessee. But on Saturday, we have, I don't know how old you guys are, but back in the 90s, there was a very famous band called Lillian X.
Yes.
They are playing Saturday night, along with a band from Chicago that was real popular about 5 or 10 years ago called Drop.
Okay.
And, of course, my band's playing Saturday, so that's most important.
That's right.
And then on Sunday, what's cool about Sunday, I did something different. I wanted to help out the younger bands. So on Sunday, we decided to go and call it, we were trying to call it Young Musicians Day, but then some guy who was over 30 got offended. So, no joke. Mostly young bands on Sunday. Mostly young bands anywhere from 16 up to 30. You know, just bands that are out there that are young. And I wanted to, you know, emphasize that, hey, there's another crop of talent coming up that people don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of all ages bands don't have a place to play around here unless it's, you know, a house party or something like that, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the 21 and older clubs won't even have kids that are underage in bands. So, yeah, it's great that you're giving them a place to give them a presence.
Some places will do 17-plus shows, but most of them don't like to deal with it just because it's just opens up a can of worms, you know?
Right. Well, hey, Bob, thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you talking about BAMFest.
BAM!
BAM!
Bands, artists, and musicians. You know, I hope everyone gets a chance to hear this or read an article in the paper. And, hey, maybe you could send a photographer out there. That'd be kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
Take pictures of, or just so you can see the community of original rockers that a lot of people don't know about. A lot of people go to a bar or a club and they say, hey, there's so-and-so cover band, and they're fun, and we had a good time. But there's a lot of original musicians out there who work their tail off writing their own stuff, and mm-hmm. You'd be amazed. Some of them are pretty darn good.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, thank you so much, Bob. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to BAMFest.
I'm looking forward to it. Make sure you come on out and say hi to me and hang out, and maybe we'll have a sip of Kool-Aid or something.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, man. Take care. So where can people go again if they want to get more info on BAMFest or get tickets?
www.bamfest2016.com. And or also, he said Facebook.
He's got a Facebook page too.
Yeah, BAMFest Original.
And you can see all the bands that are there, all the headliners, all the different acts, all the different vendors that are supporting them. The weather's going to be fantastic. Great festival going weather. Well, that'll wrap us up for this week of Unprintable. We thank you again for joining us. As always, I'm Jason Frummer. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Frummer. Jamie's joined me again in the studio. She kind of opened us up, and now we're both closing today. Yeah. Jamie, if they want to get in touch with you, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter as well. I'm not as active as I should be. I'm still working on that. But Jay Kunzer, North NW Herald.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank all of our listeners for joining us again this week. We really appreciate it. We would be nothing without you. So thank you again. As always, you can follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. We are part of the Shaw Media Podcast Network, and we'll catch you guys next time.